This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Connor in Long Island. You were getting into the Saudi Air Force, occupying the very floors where the attacks were launched from. Yeah, that's what the feds don't want us to get into. It's the whole Saudi civil war. Trump reportedly has struck back with all these arrests of the pro-Islamist globalist forces. I'm going to still sit back and watch and see exactly what fleshes out, but I think you're over the target with those statements. Go ahead.
It's kind of right out in the open. Las Vegas Review Journal, August 4th, 2017, discussing that the Saudi delegations typically stay at Mandalay Bay. Essentially, the tough floors are the Four Seasons, which a Saudi prince owns almost 50% of. But this year, they did not stay there. Could be totally nothing, but, you know, obviously people like yourself and Shepard that are more in the know would be able to kind of dig into that. But just found that to be a little interesting. So thanks for taking my call.
Well, just to be clear, you're in the know as much as we are. You're a smart, sentient being. But, yeah, that's where this whole investigation is going, Saudi Arabia civil war situation. Let's talk to thank you, sir. Let's talk to Sean in California. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Pleasure to speak with you again.
Thank you.
I just want to say, man, I got to tell you, I got your product late in my game, but I have ADHD, and I got to tell you, your brain force definitely makes my neuros connect a lot cleaner, and I don't think that it's promoted that way. But if you have people that are, you know, in my age, 30-year-old, who need something to focus, definitely one of the greatest things I've ever had. And I've taken Dexedrine, Ritalin. This is like the smoothest, like, concentrator I've ever been on.
Well, let me be clear. Everybody's brain's different. And just like studies show, Ritalin helps some people, hurts others. This doesn't have drugs and it has legal compounds. Some, though, are drugs in Europe. But we only with what was very safe and known to help people to have, like you said, smooth brain function. Not jacked up, not low, but let your brain have the compounds and chemicals it needs for normal electrochemical operation. And at the normal price of $39, it's a pretty good deal. But we always sell it for a discount, at, you know, at least 20%. So it really is the Rolls Royce of nootropics at a much lower price. There are a lot of other brands that have similar compounds in them and similar mixes for $80 to $100. People tend to respect that more and think, well, it must be really good if it costs a lot. No, it's just marked up four times, five times. We mark BrainForce up at regular sales price 100%. When we sell it at $29, it's only marked up, you know, like 50%, 60%. So, again, thank you for your support. I'm glad you like BrainForce. It is powerful. I mean, overall, you're talking about it. I mean, describe what it's like when you're on it.
Man, the one thing I can tell you, it makes you feel like what you're supposed to feel. Like, you know, you get coffee or something like that. It's something that definitely wakes up your brain, makes your brain waves a lot smoother, connect way quicker so that if you're in like a confrontation and you usually have a issue with coming out clean, this gives you the opportunity to get all your thoughts out clean, the way you want it to come out, and it just gives you, like, the actual power that you know what you're talking about.
I was about to say, I used to do late-night radio a lot, coast to coast AM, you name it, and at, like, 10 at night, coffee doesn't work anymore, so I found beer in low levels had a stimulant, but then that would make me, you know, out of shape. And then I tried other nootropics and things that would speed me up too much. The thing is, I can take BrainForce and go to sleep in 2 hours if I need to. What it does is it just gives you the connectivity you need. It doesn't speed you up. It just gives you the baseline building blocks to then be supercharged. And I'm really proud of us. I want to thank you for your support, Sean, and I want to thank you for promoting BrainForce. Thank you, sir. Anything else you want to add?
I just want to say, if anybody wants a free sticker, I drive a bright red truck. Come and get your We the People sticker. I'll give them out in traffic.
That's awesome, brother. We'll be back to interviews. Matt Dubiel from our Chicago affiliate and take some of your calls straight ahead.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano-silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
WCKG 1530 AM Chicago. Carrying the war room is coming up in an hour. Carrying real news with David Knight. I'm Alex Jones. He's taking over here right now. We're taking a few calls before we go to Matt Dubiel. But we were just talking to one of the callers about awakening and about how manipulative all of this is. It's just crazy. It's not left-wing, right-wing. I'm the guy that coined the term left-right paradigm, that they try to put us in the left or right. It doesn't mean there isn't a left or right debate going on. It doesn't mean there aren't some issues the left promotes that I think are correct or some issues the right promotes that are correct. It doesn't mean there isn't elites in control of each group and that it doesn't have big problems. But that's one spectrum of analysis. Above that are the technocrats. And I'm trying to get people to think how the technocrats think and be aware of the larger picture. That's my real job, because if we do that, we're going to end up winning. I want to go to Mike and others here in a moment. But going back to Matt Dubiel, who's going to host this hour. Matt, I've got a lot of news to get to, but I've run out of time, and I got a few callers here, and I'm kind of coming into your hour. But you've always got big fish to fry. What's on your radar screen coming up?
I just want to kind of take off on what you just got into. It's we do get caught up in this left-right paradigm. It's easy to do when we're talking about issues like guns or issues like gay rights or tranny rights or whatever the new issue of the day is. We get divided into this left-right thing, and I just think you hit it right on the head. It's not about that paradigm. It's really about stepping one, you know, getting a layer above that and taking a look at what exactly is going on in this world of ours, this simulation of sorts that we're living in here on this planet for right now, by the way, which I know sounds crazy to some people.
No, it's not. That's it. It's about what is the grand manipulation, not following the stuff they say I should follow. What's really behind all this? What's the next dimension?
Yeah, and sometimes the people that are perpetrating the ideas are not necessarily complicit in the grand scheme. They just got lucky and their dopey movie took off, and it happens to have undertones of men dressing like women or whatever the thing of the day is.
Exactly. And so many useful idiots are not the enemy. They don't mean bad. They're just cannon fodder.
Exactly. And then you look back, and that's one of the things that I'm going to do. I mean, I was watching your conversations with Gavin today and listening to your show and seeing this thing, this nonsense that's going on in the hotel with the transvestites and the poles and the glitter and the whole thing. And it got me to really think about something that I've been working on for a while, which is mapping out the timeline of mainstream media and how they have systematically over decades, maybe unbeknownst to them and unbeknownst to most people, perpetrated this idea of men as women. And it's been happening a little bit like the frog in the boiling pot of water over time. And I'm going to go back to what I see as the beginning, but I have a feeling when I do it, other people are going to, light bulbs are going to go off. And
by
go,
the way,
yeah.
I'm not against a guy that wants to be a woman. I mean, I'm a live and let live. The point is, it's an agenda force-fed everywhere that guys are dumb slobs, or guys should be like women, or women should be in charge. I'm not against women either, but they're force-feeding it, and you're going to get into what's behind it.
Yeah, and I agree with you. As an individual, anybody can do what they want to do. I believe that we should love and appreciate everybody and respect and appreciate everybody. But that is not what's happening here. When my child
exactly. They're trying to make us accept whatever the new thing is they're pushing.
As normal. As the way that it is, and it's not the way it is. And somebody's got to raise their hand and say, wait. You can do what you want to do. That's pretty goofy. I'm not going to treat
you. But you're not going to teach my kid how to do it.
Amen. Exactly.
Man, I mean, the globalists are so obsessed with children. It really is sick.
It's a problem if we allow it to be a problem. And, you know, there's some things that we do that are very innocent that unfortunately teaches them the wrong things. I mean, I've been taking my kids trick-or-treating since they were babies. But think about the concept of the trick-or-treating, right? We're knocking on strangers' doors and we're talking to people that we've never met, dressing up in. I mean, the whole concept is not a good precedent.
It's all ultra occult to get you outside your family in a weird deal. And that's what's going on. Yeah, it's absolutely.
It's bad training, and we have to be as fathers and leaders. Thank God. I was thinking about this earlier also when I was watching one of the promos for you and your dad working on some of the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thought, you know, some of us were blessed with great fathers. And some of us are a blessing to our children as great fathers. Not everybody has that. But what they've been doing for years now is systematically dismantling that institution of fatherhood and the idea of being a strong man in your family. And that's the best
thing.
Well,
notice all of Hollywood, all the culture, that their number one enemy, the Super Bowl ads, every major Netflix show, the dad is a piece of crap. And like, should everyone notice, why does the power structure want to do that? Because they want a bunch of leaderless people they can run over. They want to enslave women and children and men. They want to cut the head off. And are men slobs? Have men not turned into pieces of crap? Absolutely. The point is that it's been done by design.
It has, and there's plenty of good fathers that are doing great jobs, paying lots of attention to their kids.
But they never get any attention.
Never. You never see them because the ones that you see in the Disney movies, either the Disney movie, there are no parents and the kids are orphaned, or the father's an idiot.
And that's the state literally coming in to be the mommy and daddy.
Well, they know better than we do. That's what they want everybody to believe. They know better. The kids aren't our kids. It's clearly an idea that's been implanted in the brains of the masses, which is your leader in your family isn't your father. Men aren't good. Men are bad. Men aren't men. And the state knows better. The government knows better.
And the truth is, dad genetically is going to kill himself for you and fight to the death for you. And he's the one person they know, if he's a straight-up dad focused and his head screwed on straight, that's dangerous. That's why they fear dads, because they're genetically ready to do whatever it takes, work themselves to death in coal mines or in cornfields or in wars, or to do whatever it takes, or to go after controllers that want to enslave. What does a conquering army always do? It kills the men, and then it takes the children and the women. And Matt, that's what this is. We're under a conquering program.
It's when you really step back and you look at all the things that are going on in the world, what's systematically being done is strong men are being taken out. And I can almost hear the roar of the feminists going, no, it's not what's happening. Yes, take a look.
And then they back Islam that truly enslaves women, because that's their final endgame. They don't want men that empower women. They want men that enslave women. It's scientific. It's pure evil.
It's something that needs to be stopped. And the best line of defense for that is strong fathers and strong mothers together.
Exactly.
Holding on to the
which is unstoppable. That's the trifecta. Strong fathers, yes. Strong mothers, and children together. Unstoppable.
It's also that the men, the strong men, need to empower the strong women
exactly.
to be strong in their role as mothers and wives. And for some
and that's
reason,
what I've got is my family training martial arts, learning to use firearms, business. It's not like as a dad who's a libertarian or something, I'm like trying to keep my daughters. I'm not an Islamicist. I'm the opposite. I'm not Linda Sorcerer. Exactly. I want, if I have a daughter ends up being the best, I'll put her in charge of everything. That fast. You know, that fast. Boom.
You know who's a great example of that? Our Trump. President and his daughter. I mean, just look at that. What an example. I'll tell you, Alex, I was moved almost to tears at the inauguration when I saw the president kissing his sons and hugging his sons. And the idea that it's not just his sons. They're not the heirs apparent. Ivanka might be the heir apparent. She might be the one that he hands the keys over to. And just
I can tell you, she's the one they're looking to be president in about 20 years.
She's got a shot.
Absolutely. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. But a woman's success doesn't penalize men. A man's success doesn't penalize women. It's all our shared journey together. Straight ahead, Matt Dubiel takes over from our Chicago affiliate. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, 1530 AM WCKG. Straight ahead, broadcasting worldwide in resistance to tyranny.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Foo Fighters as the walk-up song, as the intro, the rejoin music. It's Matt Dubiel in for Alex Jones for the fourth hour. I am broadcasting from the WCKG studios here, it literally on the front lines. Now, while I'm 20 minutes removed from the carnage that is Chicago, we are broadcasting from the AM 1530 WCKG studios, where we carry... Gosh, I'm so happy that InfoWars has put out some other shows. Alex is great, but you, when you're a station manager in a state and you run a radio station, you're looking for more stuff to go with it. So then you look at the other shows that are out there, and from 8 to 11, like the pickings are pretty slim. So you got like a Glenn Beck, and we tried that, and it was just like, man, I don't know where this guy's going with the soccer balls and Ted Cruz and what the heck he's doing. He wants to be, Deepak Chopra and Oprah, all the us. And so we bounced Glenn, and now we have David Knight on from 8 to 11 in the morning on FM 102.3 here and AM 1530. And then the War Room we have on from 4 to 6. So it is a wall-to-wall lineup of InfoWars shows. And we need it here in Chicago. Why is Chicago important to you, even though you may not be in Chicago? Because Chicago is the sort of the litmus test for the rest of the country. If it happened in Detroit, and then if it happens in Chicago, it's coming to a theater near you. And so these are the things you need to watch out for. I want to talk briefly. I want to map out the history of men dressing as women in the mainstream media, because I think that it's important to dissect why this is now something that we all somehow accept as maybe just the way it is today. And so we're going to talk about that. But before we do, I do want to mention Michael Evans. Michael Evans, you may not have heard of Michael Evans. You probably will never hear about Michael Evans except for right now and right here on InfoWars. And the reason why is the Chicago death toll hit 562 people over the weekend. 562 people have been shot and killed in Chicago in 2017. And there have been two new reported deaths. And one man was gunned down last week, and he's been identified as 30-year-old Michael Evans. You're never going to hear, look at him. He's on the screen if you're watching at Infowars.com/show, Infowars.com/show. He's a black man, and he wasn't shot by a cop, so you're probably never going to hear about him. I will tell you, 14 people have now been shot and killed in the month of November in Chicago. It's Las Vegas in slow motion every month in Chicago. Las Vegas every month. In slow motion. So it's not as sexy for the cameras. It's not as sexy for Crybaby Kimmel. It's not as sexy for the media. It's not as sexy for the New York Times. It's not as sexy for CNN. There's not a lot of meat there. So they're not going to talk about Michael Evans. God bless Michael Evans. The governor, who, by the way, so consider this. When you hear Alex Jones talking about the political system and the left-right paradigm, and how this information is above the left-right paradigm stuff. Realize that the mayor of Chicago is a Democrat, the governor is a Republican, and there's more murders in Chicago than ever before.
over 3,700 people have been just shot, not killed, but just shot in a calendar year in Chicago. If we take a look, and why is that important to you if you're in Florida? Why is that important to you if you're in Texas, if you're in Nevada, if you're in Arkansas, if you're in New York, if you're outside America? This is coming to a theater near you. It's coming to your local town. It's being engineered all around you. It is a result of the world that we live in, the BS laws that are in place, the protections for the criminals, and the provisions against the good guys. It's indicative of the paralyzed police officers who they really can't do their jobs like they could have because they'll get sued or BLM will protest them or the Reverend Jesse Jackson or jibbity jibbity and rat-a-tat-tat. Jesse Jackson will come on that doorstep. Or Al, I wanted to call him Al Roker. And then I almost wanted to call him Al Franken. Who's the other Al? What's the other guy's name? He does what Jesse Jackson does. He's the agitator. Al Sharpton, thank you. Not Al Franken. I mean, they're all in the same boat. I mean, Al Franken, Roker. What was the Al I need? Sharpton. And he's a reverend, right? I love it how they're just honorary reverends. Like they got it on the internet or something. I know guys, and you don't have to be black to do this. You could be black, white, Hispanic, brown, yellow, whatever. You go on the internet and you could get your degree. So you could call yourself a doctor and you could go and get your certificate so that you could say that you're a minister or a reverend or whatever it is. And then you can marry people. But the Reverend Al Sharpton, resist we much. He's nowhere to be seen. He's nowhere to be found. Him and Jesse Jackson Jr., jibbity jibbity, they're nowhere to be found. There's 14 people shot and killed in Chicago, almost all of them black, and those guys are nowhere to be found. You know where they're at? They're in the they're on the Wi-Fi right now, and they're watching their Xfinity or they're talking to Alexa. They're doing their high profile rich guy thing because they make a lot of money off of the carnage that is the plight of not just the black man in Illinois and in Chicago and in America, but it's a income thing around the country. Governor Bruce Rauner, who's a Republican, Rauner, and his wife Diana are trying to make sure members of the military around the world receive holiday cards from people throughout Illinois. By the way, that's part of the news today. So, poor Michael Evans, 30, shot and killed in Chicago. And what is Governor Rauner working on? Him and his wife are working on making sure that the military around the world receives holiday cards from people throughout Illinois. Now, a lot of my family has served. A lot of my family are veterans. I am not. I love all the veterans. My favorite, I posted this yesterday online, my favorite is my grandfather, who I never met. He didn't die in service, but he died after his service to our country. He's a veteran. Talked to my children about Veterans Day at the dinner table on Sunday and was unfortunately not very shocked to find out that it was not discussed at school on Thursday or Friday. Veterans Day was not discussed in school. The governor's working on cards for the people in the service, but yet the school system isn't even talking about Veterans Day. And then we have people being shot in the streets, and the governors and the mayors aren't doing anything about it because they're working on making sure that people get cards in the mail. Talk to a veteran. Talk to somebody who is active military. Ask them if they give a crap about getting a card in the mail. Ask them what they prefer, and you'll find out that they care more about what's happening in the United States. We're going to talk about how that's been dripped in, exactly how that agenda has been perpetrated through the media for men dressing as women, making it completely normal and diminishing the status of the veterans, coming up on InfoWars, in for Alex Jones from Chicago.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman
plan.
But to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Matt Dubiel filling in for Alex Jones, and I'm damn glad to be here from Chicago, from the front lines in Chicago, where the death toll in 2017 is 14 for the month. We have 14 killed and shot in Chicago, 562 for the whole year so far. And it really is the front lines in Chicago. It's a preview of what's coming to American cities around the country. Detroit, the South, the West, the East. It's a warning. It's a warning to you in where you, wherever you are, that the whether it's a Democratic mayor or a Republican mayor or a Democratic governor or a Republican governor, that they're not going to be focusing on the right things.
they're going to inevitably be focusing on the wrong things, whatever those things are that gets them in front of the feel-good mainstream media that will write a story about them sending out cards to the veterans. The veterans don't need cards. You know what they need? They need better health care. They need not to be ignored when they get back to the United States of America. They need to not be held up as the scum of the country when they come back from serving us. They need to be put on a pedestal and aided in their transition from serving the country into adjusting to private life. That's what they need. They need to be treated like human beings deserve to be treated. The cards are a nice effort, and it's a feel-good, and it gets a good headline, but it's not enough. Very important that you know this. There's some specials that are that have ended, okay, at InfoWarsStore.com. They've ended some specials, including 50% off all apparel and 50% off Super Male Vitality. All right, so because it was so big, they had to cut it off. They say it's for a limited time, and that's it. But here's what's available, and here's why it's important. When Keith Richards is suffering from exhaustion. When you hear about Britney Spears being taken to the hospital, and then they take her and they, oh, she's exhausted, and we had to get her fluids and stuff. One of the fluids that they'll end up giving her, one of the vitamins they'll give her and or him and others, is vitamin B12. I am a big believer in B12, and I've experienced it personally. I've gotten B12 injections, and they really help you. If you're taking enough vitamin D, especially in the winter months, you get your vitamin D up because you're not getting it from the sun. You get the B12 in, and before you know it, you're feeling like a human being and maybe even superhuman again. Secret 12 is the vitamin B that you can put under your tongue. They call it sublingual. So there's 50% off right now with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So you might have heard Alex today talking about some... I don't know if you can say tranny on Facebook. It sounds like men in drag and tranny was banned by Facebook. So let's just call it what it is, grown men dressing as women. And grown men dressing up as women, grown men pretending to be women, is something that is not new. It's been happening for hundreds and thousands of years. And it's just actually been normalized, though, over the last 40 to 50 years, and they've done it very systematically. And this is important to note. It doesn't mean that everybody who's participated in the movie or in the media is complicit in the sort of shift, the public consciousness shift. It doesn't mean that they all did it on purpose. Because I'm going to mention some things and you're going to go, wait a minute, so-and-so is a good dude and that guy's not a bad guy. And I'm not saying that they're complicit in the architecture of it. But what happens is when it becomes popularized, then it's hijacked for their general mission. And I'm going to take you back to the beginning. Right? Now, imagine the 1950s and the 1960s. Imagine the world in the 1950s and the 1960s. Imagine the world of Ozzie and Harriet, because that's pretty much the world that we lived in. You had white-collar men who wore a suit and tie, and they wore a fedora hat, much like a Jimmy Stewart in many of the movies, especially, like It's a Wonderful Life. You had men that were white-collar, wearing suits and ties and hats, dressing like men. Then you had men that were blue-collar, and the blue-collar men, this is very cliche, but they might have had some scruff, and they might have had a uniform on. And those men looked like men. And if you showed them a man dressed as a woman, they would immediately reject that. So what happened? In 1959, there was a movie that came out with Tony Curtis, and the movie was called Some Like It Hot. Now, this is before my time. I was born in the 70s, man. Some Like It Hot is a movie about a couple of guys dressing like women. Now, here's what they did, and here's how these ideas are transferred, okay? They don't just say that they're going to have them dress like men for fun. Now the story is, well, what if they had to dress like men? What if there was a reason for these men to dress like women? And the reason is that they witnessed a mob hit. So now they're changing. They're shifting the idea. They're saying men of America, masculine men of America, and women of America, and elderly of America, would it be okay if men dressed as women, as long as it was for a good reason, like in this story where they're fleeing the mafia? Two men witness a mob hit. They flee the mafia, and they flee in an all-female band. So
They had to dress as women to disguise themselves as part of the all-female band. That was the ruse. It was for survival. Is it okay to dress like a woman if it's for survival? And most rational men and women would say, well, okay, I suppose that if you're dressing like a woman to survive, it would be okay to dress like a woman. It would not be okay to dress like a woman for fun. It would not be okay to dress like a woman if you're teaching class or if you're working your day job at the ad agency or if you're working on Wall Street or if you're working in the union stockyards or if you're installing electricity. You can't dress like a woman there, not for fun. But if you watch Some Like It Hot, the message is that it's okay to dress like women if you're a man, if it's for survival. And so they let that idea sort of simmer, and that idea kind of just sat there, and people watched the movie. Fast forward to 1982, a movie came out with Dustin Hoffman, The Graduate. And by the way, it is never a coincidence that the men that dress up as the women in the movies are some of the most masculine and revered men playing some of the most masculine roles ever played. Now, Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate played a young man who bedded an older woman, which was a fantasy of many young men. Who, as a young man in that time, wouldn't have loved to have an older, attractive woman be interested in them? And now, in 1982, that same young man, who in 1967 was everybody's fan, they wanted to be him in 1967. Now, in 1982, Dustin Hoffman is playing Tootsie, a man that dresses like a woman, but not for fun. He's not doing it for fun. This is an important distinction. It's not a pleasurable experience. That is too weird for mainstream America. They're escalating you, okay? So first, Tony Curtis, a very masculine man with a very square jaw, revered by men and women. Tony Curtis dresses as a woman, along with, is that Jack? I think it's Jack Lemmon. Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon, for crying out loud, are dressing like women. And it's okay because in the movie, their characters are dressing like women. Why? To escape the mob. So it's for survival. It's cool. Survival is cool. It's cool. Dressing like a woman is cool if you're trying to survive. B, secondly, in the movie Tootsie, why is Dustin Hoffman dressing like a woman? He's dressing like a woman, again, for survival. He can't get a job. He cannot get a job. He can't get hired. They're cutting back. You got to be a woman to work. I think he was in the newsroom. And in order for him to he's an unsuccessful actor in the movie. And in order for him to get work, he has to dress like a woman. My friend, it does not stop there. It does not stop there. This is just the beginning. I'm going to take you all the way through it. And you're going to see, yep, look at the screen, Infowars.com/show. You can kind of get an idea of where we're going with this stuff. It's just the tip of the iceberg. Dave Chappelle witnessed it firsthand. Others have talked about it. You're going to realize that it's everywhere. It's been surrounding you now for better than 2 or 3 or 4 decades. You're completely surrounded. We're going to completely dismantle it coming up next in the fourth hour for Alex Jones.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
My name is Matt Dubiel, at Matt on Air on Twitter. I don't tweet much, but if there's a place where you can find me or follow me, you might want to do it there. I'm broadcasting from the WCKG studios here in Chicago. We carry Alex Jones. We carry Real News with David Knight. And what I'm talking about today, on the heels of this this phenomenon of men wearing dresses, men pretending to be women in mainstream America, I've just been sort of outlining my observation about the sort of escalation of this concept into the mainstream. It started, as far as I can tell, right about 1959. And I'm glad that we're talking about it. Infowars.com/show if you want to see visually what we're talking about. One of the things that happens when you start talking about ideas, this is one of the reasons why things really, it really is an info war, such a brilliant title, such a brilliant idea, is that the information has been seeping into the consciousness of America and thereby the rest of the world, because America sets the tone for the rest of the world when it comes to entertainment. So here's how it started, at least as early as I can tell. And we could go back sooner and we can find more examples, I'm sure. But it really hit its stride in 1959 in the movies with Some Like It Hot, where they had Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon dressing as women. And the idea was it's okay for them to dress as women because it's for survival. They're not doing it for fun. They're doing it to survive. So there's nothing wrong with it. Okay, that idea seeps into the consciousness of men and women in America and the rest of the world. Jim, one of our producers and pretty much a jack of all trades here at WCKG, popped in and he said, what about Psycho? The movie Psycho, 1960. Yes. Norman dressed as his mother. He dressed as a woman and killed people. Now, that took it in a weird direction, but Psycho was such a breakthrough hit that took dressing as a woman, again, into your mind, into the subconscious of Americans as this is something that people on TV, people on the movies, that they're doing it. And if you're doing it for a cause, if you're doing it for something, it's not as weird. It's not as weird for some reason. Then you jump to 1982. 1982, Dustin Hoffman plays a character, and the character is can't get work. And since he can't get work, he's in there with Jessica Lange. And by the way, it's always, always, always masculine, revered actors and characters that have played other roles that have really touched you. They've really found a place in your heart. So Dustin Hoffman was The Graduate before that. And then in 1967, fast forward to 1982, Dustin Hoffman is an unsuccessful actor. And you listen to the subtext of this really is, the unsuccessful guy has to dress as a woman. But people kind of miss that. Okay, they miss out on that part. Unsuccessful man has to dress as woman in order to get work. How about instead of dressing like, well, you just become successful. Force yourself to be successful. But the real headline that most people globbed onto here is, it's okay to dress as a woman. Dustin Hoffman says it's okay. The idea is okay. The movie theater says it's okay. The commercial on ABC, CBS, and NBC says it's okay. They're showing it everywhere. They're promoting the movie everywhere. It might have won some awards. It might have won an Oscar. Who knows? And that normalizes this behavior. And the subtext there is, well, he's trying to get work. So that makes it okay. And that gives it a reason. He's not doing it for fun. We're skipping over the fun part. There's guys that like to do this for fun, but we're not ready for that, okay? So then we jump ahead to 1980, and I remember this because I was a TV kid in the 80s watching too much television, and I remember the show with Tom Hanks and the other guy. I don't remember the other guy's name. And they couldn't get an apartment. I believe it was like in rent-controlled New York. So the show was called Bosom Buddies. So they dressed like women. Tom Hanks and the other actor dressed like women in order to get an apartment. Okay, so are you following me here? It's okay to dress like a woman if you need to survive from the mob. It's okay to dress like a woman if you need to get work. Now it's okay. We're escalating it. It's okay to dress like a woman. Yeah, Peter Scolari and Tom Hanks. Peter didn't make it, but Tom Hanks did. And he probably was even more elevated because he was willing to do this show. They wanted to put the show out for whatever reason. Now it's okay to dress like a woman in order to get an apartment. And of course, hilarity ensues and the comedy ensues. It is a funny situation to put people into, and that is the excuse to do it. Is they're going, well, it's funny. It's so funny. It's just funny. It's just so hilarious. So what we do is we take the two guys and we put them in these crazy situations, but they're dressed as women. So they're pretending to be women, but they're really men. And you can see their 5 o'clock shadow. And they're on TV once a week, every week. And by the way, back then, there was only 3 channels. There was not 300 channels. You couldn't put on Hulu and Netflix. This was all you could watch, and it's seeping in into mainstream America. Everybody's watching this stuff with Dukes of Hazzard, by the way. So you got Dukes of Hazzard, you got Bosom Buddies. Thank you. Fast forward to again, and then you got the movie Yentl with we got to mix it up a little bit. So we get Barbra Streisand dressing as a man again for I think it's survival in that movie. I'm not too sure, but there's a reason. It's not for fun. None of this is for fun or recreation. Now, Jen mentioned The Crying Game, which came out in 1992, and I have to admit, I didn't see it. I just heard people joking about The Crying Game, because I think something happens in The Crying Game where a man maybe ends up with a woman that he didn't know was a woman, or something like that. So now we're escalating the situation. it's a very different situation. It's transitioning, pun intended. We're transitioning from men in dresses. Now, here's something that's interesting. Listen to what Dave Chappelle has to say in an interview with Oprah. And I can't believe that Oprah, by the way, this was before Oprah was completely compromised or whatever, where Oprah actually takes a listen to what Dave Chappelle has to say and watch her reaction. She doesn't poo-poo it. She doesn't say, oh, Dave, well, that's just the way Hollywood is. She actually listens to it. And Dave Chappelle talks about the writers and producers trying to get him to wear a dress in a movie after he was already successful. Go ahead and roll that if you can.
I mean, I'm a conspiracy theorist to a degree. Like, when I connect dots that maybe shouldn't be connected, I don't know. But certain dots, like when I see that they put every black man in the movies in a dress at some point in their career, I'll be connecting them. They're like, why are all these brothers going to wear a dress? This happened to me. I'm doing a movie with Martin.
Yeah.
The movie's going good. So I walk in a trailer. I'm like, man, this must be the wrong trailer because there's a dress in here.
Put her face. Look at Oprah's face.
The writer comes in. I think he's the writer. He's like, Dave, listen, he got this hilarious scene where Martin's sneaking out of jail. So he disguises you as a prostitute.
Okay, so can we pause it for a second? Because we're going to want to continue from there. Okay, so the writer, you know, this is how it starts. And you saw Oprah's face. Now, they're trying to get, and the prelude, or the preview to that was Dave Chappelle saying that he noticed that all of these successful, masculine, and he was speaking to black actors and celebrities. And he was saying, I noticed that they were doing this with all of these big stars that are black. They're always ending up wearing dresses. And then he segues into telling Oprah that this has happened. And then you see Oprah kind of looking. Back then, Oprah looked at this sort of thing and went, wait a minute. Try and see a segment where Oprah talks about this now. She's going to have a different reaction and a different attitude. Why? Because it's been escalated. It's completely been altered. Everybody, even Oprah's position on this, has been changed by the media and by the perpetuation of this. I'm not going to have enough time to probably play the rest of that clip. But then you got Priscilla, the Queen of the Desert, Tu Wong Fu with Love, Julie Newmar in 1995, White Chicks. And before that, in 1993, I'm sorry, I'm jumping around, guys, but in 1993, you had Mrs. Doubtfire. Now, again, in the storyline of Mrs. Doubtfire, it's totally cool to dress like a woman if it's so you can see your kids. If dad has to do that so that he can see his kids, because some wacko judge told him that he can't see his kids. Well, then, I mean, who can't identify with that? I would do almost whatever I could to see my kids. How can you not relate to that? You see what's happening? You see the progression? It's now, it's probably okay to a lot of people. Well, what's the harm if you're just dressing like, well, why not teach people to dress like women for fun, even if they're men? Why not? What's the harm? We've been escalated for so long. Go back and look at the history of the motion picture and entertainment industry, and you'll see from hair bands to Tony Curtis, it's been orchestrated, whether on purpose or by accident. Either way, it's been happening with men in dresses.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival